Hello, and welcome to Academicast, Texas Tech University's bi-weekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Sarah Johnson, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Integrated Scholar Andrew Jackson, Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering in the Whitaker College of Engineering. And now the news. Texas Tech researchers are examining the brain's responses in financial decision-making. Personal financial planning professor Russell James leads the research project. He is focusing on charitable bequests, which constitute a key area of estate planning.
Fundamentally, we have sort of a first stage goal and then other possibilities beyond that. The first stage goal is very practical. It's about encouraging generosity and what are the steps through which we can encourage generosity in financial decision making.
To gather data, Professor James interviews research subjects as they lie in functional magnetic resonance imaging machine, or fMRI. The machine records how the brain reacts when the professor asks questions about charitable giving.
And it turns out what we're finding from the preliminary results is that the brain areas involved in current charitable giving, that is, you know, you can write a $20 check, are very different from the brain areas involved in would you like to leave 10% of your estate to the American Cancer Society or to Texas Tech University. And so it turns out that this is the very first time that we've ever had that decision-making activity going on in the scanner.
Professor James feels his research could provide insight about generosity and financial well-being. That's valuable information for the field of estate planning, and Professor James believes his research could also apply to broader economic issues. His research is funded by the Lubbock-based CH Foundation. University researchers are also exploring a connection between childhood obesity and TVs. A study by Texas Tech and the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center notes that children with televisions in their bedrooms are more likely to be sedentary, consume larger amounts of fast food, and have less encouragement to be physically active. These factors contribute to childhood obesity. Compounding the situation, most obese children continue to be overweight and suffer from weight-related health problems as adults. The study is part of a USDA wellness program targeted at low-income Hispanic children. Students and faculty of the School of Art are enjoying their recently opened gallery in downtown Lubbock. The venue provides additional space for exhibitions and also strengthens Texas Tech's presence within the city's art community. The venue is located in the former police garages on 5th Street, across from the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts. Andrew Jackson is a professor of civil and environmental engineering in the Whitaker College of Engineering. His teaching, research, and outreach efforts have earned him recognition as an integrated scholar. His work is spotlighted here by Provost Bob Smith.
Professor Andrew Jackson has always had a strong appreciation for the environment. His interest in ecology led him to earn a bachelor's degree in biology from Rhodes College in Tennessee. Yet Jackson faced scarce employment prospects in the area of biology following graduation, so he turned his attention to graduate school and the field of engineering.
My professors all told me, there's no jobs in biology, it's oversaturated. But we had a graduate that went to engineering school and got an environmental engineering degree. And I thought, well, that would be great, because then not only could I study the environment, but I could do something to help the environment. And so I went to grad school in environmental engineering and got my engineering degrees at the graduate level. And mainly because it allowed me to both keep my interest in fundamental science and the environment, but also to study practical solutions to actually help it.
Professor Jackson went on to earn his master's and doctorate in environmental engineering from Louisiana State University. Since coming to Texas Tech in 1998, Professor Jackson has taught in a range of courses.
In general, my courses that I focus on are graduate level unit processes course, which basically is just kind of why do things work. So we oftentimes at an undergrad level, we teach people how to solve a problem. We don't necessarily have time to teach them the why behind how it's solved. And that's my job in that course, is to teach them the why. And then I teach an undergrad course, Introduction to Environmental Engineering, which is a required course for all civil and environmental engineers. And then other courses I've taught off and on are water treatment, wastewater treatment, bioremediation, and anything else that's required when I have to.
Over the course of his 13 years at Texas Tech, Professor Jackson has conducted research on the treatment of wastewater during space exploration and studied the sources and effects of perchlorate exposure on the environment.
I have two main research thrusts that are very different. One of them is I look at ways to recycle water to enable human habitation in space. And the other big area that I've been working in for almost as long is perchlorate. Perchlorate's a chemical that's found both naturally and is man-made. It can impact people's health and also anything with a thyroid. It basically inhibits iodide uptake into your thyroid, which can have serious consequences for newborns or gestating fetuses because thyroid basically controls mental development. And so we were actually some of the first, the first research group really to show that there's a natural component that's found throughout the world, and that we've done some sin work on just about every aspect you can think of, where it is, why it's there, how do you get rid of it, you name it.
The research has earned Professor Jackson recognition by his peers worldwide as an expert in environmental engineering. Research also enabled him to travel to Antarctica.
Last fall, I went to Antarctica with a group from NASA that founded on Mars, and they were using the Antarctica as like a fuel site as a surrogate for Mars, and they invited me to go along with them, and I spent 2 weeks studying perchlorate exposure there. Mainly, we were collecting samples to find out how much is there, where is it, how is it distributed, how old is it, but also to collect samples for stable isotope analysis, which helps us figure out how it was made. And then they'll take that information and try to apply it for what we know about Martian geochemistry and say, well, this must be true in Mars if we found this here. So it has fairly big implications for potential for life on Mars as well, which is out of my area, but it's what these guys are looking at.
Service projects are also key to Professor Jackson's contributions. At Texas Tech, he chairs several departmental committees, including the College Promotion and Tenure Committee. He also is an academic advisor. Professor Jackson serves the broader research community by editing scientific journals and is a member of the Life Sciences and Systems Technical Committee for the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. He has also organized NASA's main life support conferences. Indeed, with so many responsibilities, Jackson understands how some faculty members can feel overwhelmed in their efforts to balance teaching, research, and service.
It can be a challenge. It's certainly a time management issue. Prioritize, so start with the most important responsibilities, and then add as you feel you get confident in the number of responsibilities you do have. And just be careful not to add too many that are just busy work, because faculty had the ability to take on a lot of busy work, and you've got to really learn to say no to some of that so you can say yes to the more important things. Making the most of your time, carving out time for the things that you really want to do is important. If your door is always open and there's no barrier, you're really never going to have time to do the things that you got into this job to do.
That's valuable advice from Professor Jackson. He is able to lead by example through his contributions to the university and to the field of environmental engineering. These accomplishments help distinguish him as a Texas Tech Integrated Scholar. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. You can learn more about other Integrated Scholars by visiting our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Finally, Academicast would like to recognize the more than 2,300 students who graduated from Texas Tech this semester. Congratulations, Red Raiders! That concludes this edition of Academicast. Thanks for listening, and join us again after the holiday break for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University. See you next time!